Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maya and Natalie with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Sunshine Coast sporting venues are facing cost blowouts which could force a venue rethink. The Sunshine Coast was promised major upgrades to its outdoor stadium and a new indoor sports centre to be able to host soccer and basketball, but the costs have jumped from $290 million to $410 million. The venues went to tender last year, but contracts were not signed before the state election, which means that they are a part of the LNP's 100-day review and could be scrapped or scaled back.
In Brisbane, a burst water main has caused a significant amount of disruption, spraying water into the air, causing traffic delays around the inner north Riverside suburb on Wednesday afternoon. This occurred just after the southeast had 100 millimetres of rain, which caused flash flooding in Brisbane areas and Western Downs, with some residents needing help. Urban utility workers arrived outside a Tesla showroom in Newstead to repair the damage.
In national news, Canberra man has been charged after police found over 164 cannabis plants being grown within his home. Ha Dim Pham appeared before the ACT Magistrates Court and was found to have put the public at risk from electrical damage to his property and was convicted of unlawfully cultivating controlled plants. The magistrate granted Pham bail on the condition he surrender his passport and not enter the suburb of Hackett, where he had been growing the plants before, whilst he awaits another hearing in December.
A man has been rescued from floodwaters in Western Downs as heavy rainfall continues to sweep across Queensland. The man was holding on for dear life into a tree that was above floodwaters. It took 4 hours for the Rural Fire Services and Swift Water crew members to reach the man in his 60s. Last night, heavy rainfalls were recorded across the state, including Gold Coast, where 160 millimetres fell at Tungan, 145 millimetres at Coolangatta, and 149 millimetres at Palm Beach.
In international news, Vladimir Putin proposed in an address to the Russian people that the war within Ukraine had begun taking on a global character and indicated a willingness to aim attacks at Western nations. This statement came as a response to escalations in the Russian-Ukraine conflict, following several missile attacks from Ukraine with artillery produced by the US. The Russian government have since updated its guidelines about interpreting threats. Now, any aggression demonstrated by a non-nuclear power that is supported by a nuclear power will be seen as a joint attack and responded to accordingly.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of showers and a thunderstorm in the evening. It is currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 11, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news at 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at 4zzz.org.au.